Good morning and welcome to the Monday Morning Business Watch. I'm Edmundo Resendez. Sitting with me inside the KRWG studios is Lucas Pierman, content editor, director, all-around good guy for the Las Cruces Sun News. Lucas, how's it going?
Oh, it's going pretty good.
Well, let's kick things off with your cover story. Now, I had the opportunity to attend this particular event because I always have an interest in what's going on in the business world, and this is about boosting small business through social media.
Yeah, and that's a lot of what life and business is right now.
It's evolved drastically. I got involved in the advertising business back in 96, and to say that it's changed is an understatement.
Certainly, yeah. And I know you used to work at the Sun News.
I did, on the digital side.
And it's changed so much even since you were there. Yeah, and so this seminar that they had was to bring some people, some local business owners. They had some nonprofit people that were there. Senator Heinrich was there, and then Facebook representatives were there. And they all kind of gathered to say, what are the best ways to use social media? Since this was hosted by Facebook, it generally focused on Facebook and Instagram, which is owned by Facebook, and saying, well, how do you get your message out there? So let's say you're a small business owner. You have a business and you've created a page for your business on Facebook. Well, how do you get people to like it? You know, how do you get your message out there? And so that's what this seminar was held for, people to kind of gather and talk about these best strategies.
Now, one of the things that I've noticed about using Facebook is that a lot of small businesses have taken advantage of this, and a lot of nonprofits have really taken advantage of this to really boost their image.
Certainly, yeah. And that you can kind of control that message, which is what businesses ultimately want to do with their advertising. And you can control that branding. So when you get onto Facebook, you can buy sponsored advertisements. You can say like, okay, we want this to target a certain group of people. One of the people who spoke at this event was Don Starosky from Big Brothers Big Sisters Mountain Region, and I'm on the board for that. And so I've been involved in our efforts on Facebook in order to target a certain market of people in Las Cruces that would be interested in an event that we have coming up, a mud volleyball event. And so we could say, we want this to go out to all, you know, 25 to 35-year-olds living within 20 miles of Las Cruces. And it's really interesting to see what you can do with that marketing approach, or approach.
It's no longer the shotgun approach, which is you shoot it and you hope it hits as many people as possible. Now you can be very targeted in who you want, how old you want them to be, their marital status. It's just fascinating.
Oh, yeah. And there's so much that you can do with Facebook. It's amazing. It's changed the game as far as advertising goes. And even at the Sun News, where they'll, instead of saying, okay, well, maybe advertising in the newspaper isn't the best strategy, but hey, we'll help you out with your Facebook account and make sure you're getting the best bang for your buck there. It's really interesting how social media has just came into our lives and just changed the game.
And that's obviously the next step. If you have questions, you at the Sun News have people that are able to help people out with that.
Certainly.
So that's where we'll leave it at for that,
yeah.
Because there's just so much that changes. And I can guarantee that a year from now, you and I could sit down here again and talk about social media and it would have changed.
Well, certainly. And I wonder, you know, now we should all be talking about Snapchat.
Yeah, Snapchat,
is
I know.
What all the kids are doing.
Exactly.
You know, is your business on Snapchat? You know, and then this time next year, it's going to be, well, did you, you know, what about that Pokemon Go? You know, where's
yeah,
it going to
exactly.
be at next year? It's changing.
So it evolves.
But let's move on. That's kind of remained steady in our lives for the past 100 years or so, real estate,
that's exactly right.
Yeah. And so we have some interesting numbers in this week's real estate column talking about, it's breaking it down by neighborhood, talking how fast is your home going to sell, depending on which neighborhood in town is it in. And so our real estate columnist, Gary Sandler, went through and looked at the stats, and he found out that if your home is in the Jornada, Las Colinas area, it is going to sell faster than if your home was in any other area in town.
And that was good news for me because that's in the area that I live at. And we're always considering moving up. And,
right?
You know, so that was good news.
Yeah. I live in the Four Hills area, which is one of the top five areas for selling your home. And so he breaks it down by saying these are the top five neighborhoods, takes a look at each one of them. You know, what does the average home sell for in that area and how long does it take? And he also mentions a couple areas of town which are on the slow side, in which homes take a long time to sell. And so those are in the Baylor Canyon area and also what he calls the Barker Road, which is on South Main, South University, kind of Mesilla Park area.
What surprised you the most when you first read this as far as, you know, houses moving or the fact that there are even moving? Because, again, there's always this conversation of where's real estate at?
Yeah, and I don't think I was really surprised. Generally, the, you know, Las Colinas, Sonoma area, those are where homes are going to sell the fastest. And that seems to be where people are moving. I guess I was a little bit surprised that the Baylor Canyon area takes so long. But those are a lot nicer homes that sell for a lot more. And so you don't have quite as many people that are able to purchase those homes.
Which makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now let's move on to your profile this week. I was very interested because of the work that this couple went through to have their business to be where it's at today.
Yeah, and so this is a Pet Planet Hotel and Day Camp, which right now is located off of Delray. And back in 2008, they had like a mobile pet grooming business. They wanted to build this big building where they could do boarding and whatnot. And then the housing market crashed. You know, we went through this recession, and they just couldn't get the funding to build this building. And they ended up utilizing the loan fund, which is a program in the state to help them sustain through the recession. And in 2014, they 6 years after their first attempt, they finally got the funding that they needed to build this, and now their business is thriving.
Definitely read about it because it's a very great story, great success story. So thank you very much, Lucas, for coming in.
All right. Thanks, Edmundo.
For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.